Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Officials on Tuesday said the detention of former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti under the Stringent Public Safety Act has been extended by 3 months. The detention of former minister and senior National Conference leader Ali Mohammad Sagar and senior PDP leader and Mufti's uncle Sartaj Madani was also extended by another 3 months. Several political leaders, including Mufti, Omar Abdullah and his father, and former Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah, were detained by authorities on August 5 last year. The PSA of senior Abdullah and his son was revoked earlier in March. In a brief order by the Home Department of the Jammu and Kashmir Administration, the extension of PSA was made under the public order provisions of the Act. While Mufti is currently lodged at her official residence Fairview, which has been converted into a subsidiary jail, Sagar and Madani are in a government accommodation at Gupkar Road. National Conference leader Omar Abdullah said the decision was unbelievably cruel and retrograde. Unbelievably cruel and retrograde decision to extend Mehbooba Mufti's detention. Nothing she has done or said in any way justifies the way the Indian state has treated her and the others detained, Abdullah said in a tweet. For a government that is making tall claims about normality in J&K, the last few days coupled with the extension of Ms. Mufti's detention is proof enough that Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji has single-handedly pushed J&K back decades, he added. Mufti was initially detained on August 5 last year when the centre abrogated the special status of the erstwhile state and bifurcated it into two union territories, Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. The Shiv Sena on Tuesday pitched for a surgical strike without tom-tomming about it to avenge the killing of 5 security personnel in an encounter with terrorists in Kashmir's Handwara area 2 days ago. It is not a good sign that the brave men were killed in one go on India's own land, an editorial in Sena mouthpiece Samna said, adding that this happened when a strong and quite patriotic government is in power at the centre. Noting that the armed forces recently saluted the efforts of frontline workers by conducting flypasts and showering flower petals on hospitals, the Shiv Sena said, let there be a surgical strike without tom-tomming about it to avenge the martyrdom of the 5 jawans. India had carried out retaliatory surgical strikes on 7 terror launch pads across the LOC, with the army targeting terrorists preparing to infiltrate from POK after the Uri terror attack in September 2016. Opposition parties like the Congress had later accused the BJP of using the surgical strike for political gains. Our jawans are getting killed on our own land. It is happening at a time when a strong and quite patriotic government is in place in Delhi, the Shiv Sena said. Without naming any party or government, the Sena said, somebody should also shower petals on the kin of the 5 security personnel killed in the Handwara encounter. It said the security personnel who made supreme sacrifices for the country included a Muslim and asked those who are into Hindu-Muslim politics not to forget this. An army colonel and a major were among 5 security personnel killed in an encounter with terrorists at a village in North Kashmir's Handwara area. The deceased included Colonel Ashutosh Sharma, commanding officer of the 21 Rashtriya Rifles, Major Anuj Sood, Naik Rajesh and Lance Naik Dinesh, as well as Jammu and Kashmir Police Sub-Inspector Shakil Qazi. And India is in touch with Pakistan in ensuring implementation of the verdict by the International Court of Justice in the case relating to Indian death row convict Kulbhushan Jadhav, official sources said on Tuesday. Jadhav, a retired Indian Navy officer, was sentenced to death by a Pakistani military court on charges of espionage and terrorism in April 2017. Weeks later, India approached the ICJ against Pakistan for denial of consular access to Jadhav and challenging the death sentence. In its verdict in the case on July 17 last year, the ICJ ordered Pakistan to undertake an effective review of the conviction and sentence of Jadhav and asked it to grant consular access to him without further delay. We are in touch with Pakistan through diplomatic channels on implementation of the ICJ decision, the sources said. On Pakistan raising the Kashmir issue at an online summit of the Non-Aligned Movement on Monday, sources said Pakistan has been carrying out a propaganda against India on the issue and the international community is aware of it. It was part of a well-thought-out propaganda and we do not want to dignify it by commenting on it, said a source. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the online summit of NAM, a grouping of 120 developing countries. It was attended by over 30 other heads of states and governments and other leaders, including from member states in Asia, Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe. And China launched a newly designed spacecraft on Tuesday as part of its program to build an orbiting space station, furthering its aspirations to rival the US, Russia, and private companies in outer space exploration. The official Xinhua news agency said the unmanned spacecraft and its return capsule were flung into space aboard a Long March 5B rocket in its debut flight on Tuesday evening from the Wenchang Launch Center in the southern island province of Henan. The capsule is reportedly an improvement on the Shenzhou capsule based on the former Soviet Union's Soyuz model and can carry 6 astronauts rather than just 3. China earlier launched an experimental space station that later crashed back through the atmosphere and plans to build a larger facility with multiple modules to rival the scale of the International Space Station. China's burgeoning space program achieved a milestone last year by landing a spacecraft on the largely unexplored far side of the moon and has plans to launch a lander and rover on Mars. The program has developed rapidly, especially since its first crewed mission in 2003, and has sought cooperation with space agencies in Europe and elsewhere. The US, however, has banned most space cooperation with China out of national security concerns, keeping China from participating in the International Space Station and prompting it to gradually develop its own equipment. The new Long March 5B rocket has been specially designated to propel modules of the future space station into orbit. Celebrities including Daniel Radcliffe, David Beckham, and Dakota Fanning will take part in chapter-by-chapter readings of J.K. Rowling's first Harry Potter book. Rowling's Wizarding World announced on Tuesday on Twitter that all 17 chapters of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone will be read in a series of free videos and audio recordings. The readings of the beloved fantasy story is part of the Harry Potter at Home series. Stephen Fry, Claudia Kim, Noma Dumezweni and Eddie Redmayne are expected to narrate chapters. Radcliffe, who starred as Harry Potter in the films, kicked off the series. He read the first chapter, The Boy Who Lived, which is posted on harrypotteratthome.com. Other videos will be posted weekly on the website. Audio-only versions will be available for free on Spotify. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.